this truth of a head. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. So excited to be going to Indianapolis for our December 14th seminar on the global flood. We have now about 70 people, just 70 people registered to attend. And it begins at noon on Saturday, December 14th at the Airport Radisson. It is on the global flood and the hydroplate theory. And so I'm just so excited about it. And there are folks coming in from out of town, and we'll have a wonderful time. Okay, so if you can make it, if you want more information, you could go to our website, kgov.com. It's also being advertised atop youngearth.com. If you've never gone to youngearth.com, this is a good time just to check that out, youngearth.com. Okay. Oh, and at our website, kgov.com, for Christmas, we have a 20% discount on all our materials. So you may want to check that out, 20% off for the month of December. Now, quite often the news, if you listen to Bob Enyart Live, because we come from a biblical perspective, right? Because we have a Christian worldview, you often will know the news before it's news. I mean, it should be obvious to most of us when we see things unfolding around us, most of it is reasonably obvious. Like these headlines, brains really are different. Imagine how much money they spent to figure that out. And feminists are freaking out over that. This is a tragic story, and it's awkward even to report, but I think we should report it. Of course, it vindicates Bob Enyart Live from our earliest days back in the 1990s on the air, the early 90s, and through that decade when homosexuals in the media hated us because we pointed out, well, the things that are now no longer news, it's obvious. But this comes from CBS Atlanta. A majority of HIV-positive homosexuals have unprotected sex. Now, it's a disgusting story even to report. But 62%, and we pointed this out for years, that homosexuals as a group tend to have a death wish. Remember, they called them gift givers and bug seekers in San Francisco. Having sex with men who had HIV, they were HIV positive, and it was especially desirable, unprotected sex. And so this is from the CDC. Now, you've heard of the CDC. You know, in Rome, they have the Holy See. The Holy See, we've heard about the Holy See, right? The Vatican and all. Well, in Atlanta, they have the CDC. You could spell that S-E-E-D-Y, S-E-E. The CDC, also known as the Centers for Disease Control and some other stuff. And so they say that 62% of HIV-positive men have unprotected sex. And this is men who are self-reporting that they are HIV-positive and that they have this kind of behavior with other men, and still in the last 12 months. So according to CBS Atlanta, the Centers for Disease Control, affectionately known as the CDC, report, quote, HIV testing and risk behaviors among men who have, you know, relations with other men. And they noted that the population of men who have relations with other men, you know, the Bible says if a man lies with a man as with a woman, they shall both be put to death. God says it's an abomination. The New Testament goes out of its way to say how despicable this kind of behavior is. And so the CDC, you'd think you were listening to Bob Benyart Live back circa 1997 or so. The CDC noted that even though the population of men having sex with men is a small proportion of the U.S. population, however, this group represents the majority of people diagnosed with HIV. So they figured that out. Isn't that amazing? They finally figured that out. Remember back when the media was saying that HIV is not a homosexual disease? And we were pointing out how cruel that was, how wicked that was, giving people a false sense of security. That is no different from people saying that lung cancer is not a smoker's disease. No different. So you want to give a false sense of security to millions of young people and say to them that lung cancer is not a smoker's disease. And so if you say that, if the media says that, if our schools say that, if the medical community says that, then they're going to believe that smoking cigarettes is not an increased health risk. They'll believe that until they see with their own eyes, and they will wish that, you know, they themselves and people they love could find a way to overcome that addiction. So, but it would be a lie, right? You'd be lying. Is it loving to tell people that lung cancer is not a smoker's disease? Of course, other people, people who don't smoke, can come down with lung cancer, of course. And of course, there's also secondhand smoke, of course. But neither of those things don't change the reality that lung cancer is a smoker's disease. It's almost like mesothelioma. You know, that is a Fox News disease. If you apparently watching Fox News gives you mesothelioma. If the rate of ads for that is any indication, it's got to be about half of the Fox News audience has mesothelioma. They have an ad for it every other commercial break. And you know why that is, right? It's a whole lawyer thing with $3 billion, a fund of $3 billion. That's like a new industry. Right? That's like an entire industry. $3 billion of revenue available for lawsuits regarding mesothelioma. And a huge chunk of that goes to Fox News and these other media outlets where these attorneys advertise to get you, and so that they could justify their like one third share of the pie, whatever it is. And what's a real waste there is that this is the age of the internet. And so when people have life threatening diseases or life ending diseases, then their doctors and they themselves and their family members and friends know that all you have to do is Google. It takes 10 seconds and you find out the support group for that ailment you're suffering. And, you know, the most important information you need to know, so that it should cost close to zero to let people with mesothelioma know that there could be financial support for them. Should cost close to zero, but Fox, what is Fox getting? Tens of millions of dollars of that pie? You think they'll ever point out what a waste of money that could be going to people who are suffering, really, if that was the actual concern? So at any rate, I'm on a rabbit trail. So to get back here, they figured out that these homosexuals have a greater likelihood of contracting HIV. That's like figuring out that people who smoke have a greater risk of getting lung cancer. And I'll tell you what, lung cancer is a really, really, really ugly disease. Really ugly. A longtime friend of the show, Francis. I could give his last name, right? Will anybody, nobody will be sued, will they? Francis Stevenson from California. What a beautiful coastal town. I've been in his home. His wife had lung cancer, and of course they did what they could for her, but eventually he's trying to comfort her, and she dies in his arms as she's gasping for breath and looking at him desperately, hoping for help. And what can he do? Her lungs are destroyed by cancer. And we have another dear friend who is dying of cancer. I mean, this just, you know, such a tragic thing. And so how loving is it to tell people that, well, homosexuality is not a risky behavior for AIDS or for HIV? I mean, that's loving, or is that stupidity? AIDS was the first disease with its own civil rights. It has its own rights. And so the CDC, not to be confused with the CDC, the SEEDY, in Atlanta, Georgia, the CDC now says that 62% of HIV-positive men have unprotected sex. And so you know what the answer is? Education. We need education. Now, doesn't that get back to the obvious stupidity of our culture? That it's really not education. You know when I figured that out? Back when I was a teenager, and I was in the hospital for a couple weeks, and I noticed that the doctor's lounge, where the doctors and nurses hung out, it'd be filled with smoke. They were all smoking in there. And I thought back then, I thought, boy, if education was the answer, then what in the world is the question? Because these are medical professionals, and they know that smoking will kill you. And they smoke at a higher rate than, you know, the general public, from what I could see as a kid. And so it's not education per se. Of course, we need basic information, but it's rebellion. It's rebellion. It's sin. It's giving into the flesh. It's these things. So I'm sitting here high atop the KGOV towers, and sitting on my high horse because I have no problems. No, I struggle. My struggle is with, what is my struggle? What in the world? My struggle is with food. I've got too many Italian relatives. They make lasagna, you know, and they try to, they get you to sign up for a high life insurance policies, and then they give you a lot of lasagna. But we all have struggles because we're in the flesh. We've not yet been delivered from our flesh. That will happen for those who love the Lord when we see him. And what a wonderful day that will be. But it doesn't help people to lie to them and tell them that when they give in to these behaviors, it's okay, that homosexuality is not a terrible risk factor for HIV/AIDS. HIV, I can't even remember. It's been so many years. What does that stand for anyway? HIV. Oh, homophobia is vindicated? That's what that stands for. So in 2011... this is, again, CBS Atlanta, based on the CDC report just released. In 2011, homosexual men accounted for at least half of persons diagnosed with HIV all over the country, homosexual men. And they said that homosexual behavior is the highest risk behavior for HIV infection. Our phone number is 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. We don't give out the number often. We have a short program, but if you ever want to call in, look up that number on our website, kgov.com. We'll be happy to take your call. So let's go to California. Rosemary, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Thank you.
Sure. Hi, Rosemary.
Hi, hi. I received a set of CDs from Walt Braun on the Hydra Plate.
Yes, yeah.
That's how I learned about your show, and I was very impressed with the way you handled callers, so I thought I'd give you a call myself with a question I have.
Well, I'm so thrilled. Hey, I don't know if it's appropriate to say this on the air, but they just ordered another batch of 50 Walt Braun and Hydra Plate Theory CDs on the air from us here at Bob and Yurt Live. So I'm thrilled to hear, Rosemary, that you got one of those. So what's your question?
Well, it's about Ivan Panin.
Yeah?
Have you heard about Ivan Panin?
Well, remind me.
Okay.
There's a lot of people in the world.
Of course. Actually, he lived from 1855 to 1942, a Russian immigrant who did a series of works on the inspiration of scripture scientifically demonstrated by mathematical formulas. And
wow.
So and it's very, I was kind of excited about it, and I thought that you might know something about it.
Well, let me tell you this much. Have you heard of the book called The Bible Code?
I have, but I don't think it has anything to do with that. It's totally different.
Okay. That some years ago, we did a show on that. That has to do with, like, equidistant letter sequences and all. And I think we did a pretty good job of showing that that was not valid.
Uh-huh.
And that is a numeric pattern in the text of the Greek and the Hebrew to try to show that the Bible has a divine source, origin.
Uh-huh.
So I just pulled up Ivan Panin, and I see just a little bit about him. And so there's some similarity, but I'm sure his is different, claimed to have discovered numeric patterns in the text of the Hebrew and Greek Bible. So I've studied Greek for some years, and certainly numerology is a valid topic because God is the first and the ultimate mathematician. He loves numbers, and he did infuse the scriptures with numeric patterns here and there. Not that the whole Bible could be deciphered to have numeric meaning to it. But can you describe, Rosemary, his theory at all? Or are you just becoming familiar with it?
Well, let's see. Actually, decades ago, I think I heard about it, but I didn't take time to investigate it then. But I was recently picked up an old book by Robert W. Fade on a scientific approach to biblical mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a chapter on mathematical design in the Bible.
Mm.
And it's Bible numerics, and it takes the letters of the Hebrew alphabet and the Greek alphabet,
yes,
which are assigned numbers, and he finds patterns for numbers like 7 and 37.
Well, why don't we talk a little bit about that? And by the way, at our website, realscienceradio.com,
uh-huh,
if you add a /3, we have an article. We have a show. It's titled Brought to You by the Number 3. And we do something like that. We show in the Bible and then also in the creation the extraordinary and uncanny emphasis of the number 3. And the way that nature expresses itself in threes is a stunning thing, and we think that's because of God being a triune God.
Yeah.
Jesus, the name Jesus, I recall studying the Greek language, learning that every letter, like, you know, the first letter of the Greek alphabet is the number 1. Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, zeta, eta, theta, iota, so on, and then eventually you get tens and... And so I took Jesus, Jesus, uh-huh, and I just added up. Yoda, Epsilon, Sigma, Omicron, Upsilon, trailing Sigma, because the S at the end of a word has a different form and has a different number, if I recall. At any rate, that's going back to the 70s. But when I added up Jesus, his name is the number 888.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That stunned me. And later, Rosemary, I read this in books, and if I hadn't done it myself, I would have thought they made it up. Because 8, you know, we take the number 8, you put it on its side and squish it a little. It's our symbol for infinity.
And, right.
Yeah, uh-huh. Jesus, we have an infinite eternal problem with our we need to get a new Gentner for our studio. So sorry about that feedback, Rosemary.
Oh, I just hope it isn't my phone. My phone does some weird things.
No, it's not your phone. It's us. Okay. It's either us or every phone in the world. So I'd say it's us. But Rosemary, Jesus is eternal life, new beginnings.
Nice.
And so the number 7 is completion, 7 days in a week around the world, you know, and through history. And the 8th day is the new beginning. And so 8, Jesus is eternal life. It's all very beautiful.
Uh-huh.
So you're thinking we should check into Ivan.
Well, I think so. Right. It's fascinating. He's written a number of books. And I guess I didn't want to reinvent the wheel by, you know, I'm a little bit pressed, by looking and spending a great deal of time finding out that maybe it isn't valid or something. And
I think it
might well be.
Well, let's think about a couple other things. When we did that show brought to you by the number 3, just only a couple months ago, our producer, Jamie Schofield, for that program, broke in audio-wise, and he gave examples of all the patterns of 3 just in the first chapter of the Bible. And then there are 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet, and there are chapters and even books of the Bible where there are 22 verses in each chapter, one for each letter of the Hebrew alphabet, where that letter begins the verse. And the book of Lamentations is like that. Sometimes there's 3 verses for each letter. And when you find things like that, then you look at the pattern, and there's a Hebrew parallelism in the structure of sometimes chapters and entire books of the Bible, and even the whole Bible. So there is so much there. God inspired the scriptures, so we would expect that they would be extraordinary.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Hey, what do you think of the hydroplate theory?
Oh, it's incredible. I couldn't believe I was just amazing. It explains everything, it seems like astronomically and geologically.
Yeah, everything that's wrong with the Earth and the solar system, and how did it get that way? And Dr. Walt Brown, you know, he came on some basic, simple insights, like where did the water come from? Well, it came from below the crust, below the firmament, below the rakia. And once you have that insight, all these other things, they flow naturally. It's so exciting.
It really is. But it's amazing, though. I mean, the work, like he does measure. I mean, I don't know how he's, of course, I'm not a great scientist, but, you know, he does measurements, like, of how deep and thick certain layers are, and he has formulas. And
yeah. Well, it's somewhat sophisticated, but it's also accessible to someone who's interested in understanding the world and just likes science.
Yeah, so, and like his demonstrations are simple enough so that you can basically see how geographically so many things on the earth were formed.
Yeah, and geologically. Hey, thank you, Rosemary, so much for calling in. May God bless you. In fact, we have a seminar on the hydroplate theory coming up a week from Saturday in Indianapolis, and that'll be a lot of fun. You could call us here at 800-8-NYARTS, 1-800-836-9278, and register. Or you could go online. It's being advertised atop youngearth.com. What a beautiful website that is. If you haven't seen that website, you really owe it to yourself to check that out, youngearth.com. And, of course, our website, kgov, kgov.com. You know, you heard that feedback We have a Gettner phone interface to a studio mixer board, and this Gettner, it is, you know, they talk about the dinosaurs and the Pleistocene or Precambrian. This is an old piece of junk. But I think they were like $8,000. Now they're a lot cheaper. They're like $5,000 or so. And Doug McBurney called in a message, and he said that there is a matching offer of $2,500 if someone wants to help Bob and Yurt Live get a brand new state-of-the-art phone interface to our studio mix. And we've got some beautiful equipment here, but that's the sore thumb. That's the part that sticks out. And I think it would encourage us to do more interviews and take more calls. So if you could help out with that, boy, we'd appreciate it. There is no foundation behind Bob and Yurt Live. There's no multi-million dollar group that's funding this operation. There's not a mega church. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church, but that's not a mega church. Does it qualify as a mega church, Denver? We think any place that has like more than 80 people is a mega church. We're a macro church. Oh, a micro. we're a homeschool church. All homeschool families. And so it's such a blessing. Coming up December 14th in Indianapolis, if you can at all be there. We've heard from some really neat folks around the country who will be there, including some guys that I think of as celebrities. So it's just it's going to be fun. And then also we have our 20% discount on everything in our store. Just go to kgovkgov.com and click on the store. And, hey, Christmas is coming up, and, you know, we have over 100 resources in our own and select third-party DVDs and books. Our science, if you click on our science department, I mean, we have the best of the best. If you want the best astronomy DVDs ever made, you got a teenager interested in science, and you want to give a gift, get the astronomy DVDs. Get the living fossils DVDs. Get the Walt Brown set. Where'd that come from? Oh, that came from us. But it's so good. It's so fun. Hey, we're out of time. God bless you guys.